Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve podcast takes a close-up look at controversial subject matter and hot-button topics, adding humor, cynicism, and a dose of reality to the stuff we're not supposed to talk about anymore. Politics, religion, sex, gender identity, violence, corruption. Nothing is left unturned in this lighthearted approach to information dissemination. The world is experiencing a pandemic of cowardice. 80% of people do not believe the craziness they've been coerced to agree with. Grab a friend, grab a beverage, and dive in with us as we take on the narrative and blast social stigmas with truth. Here are your hosts, Patriots Ray Amanat and Steve Reed.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody out in social media land, TV land, YouTube land, wherever you're watching us or tuning in, streaming land. This is Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve. I, of course, am Ray Amanat, based here in sunny Port Richey, Florida, and my wonderful co-host, Mr. Steve Reed, somewhere in an undisclosed location in northern Texas. Steve?
So,
how are you doing?
Ray, I'm doing well. Last week, we missed you because you were not in sunny Florida.
No, where was I? I was doing something that I was not able to be. Oh, no, that was Hurricane Florida.
Exactly.
That's where I was.
You were not in sunny Florida, as they say.
It was... Oh, wrong sound effect. It was hurricane. And it was so windy that, you know, things are just flying all over the place. Oh, producer Debbie, quit throwing things at me.
A little bit of an aftermath from the yes, Ray. Ray. You know, Ray, I'm thinking based on what we've been talking about and what we are preparing for today's broadcast, I need to put this up early and probably two or three times during our broadcast. Yes. Yes, very, very good. Very, very good, clucky one. Yes. But
this today's episode involves a lot of clucky here.
Yes, and our disclaimer, we speak the truth. Some people will say it's just our opinions, but we've done the research. And it is an opinion-based program and not necessarily the same opinions as our sponsors, guests, or others that may be affiliated with our podcast.
Some of Steve's opinions are a little bit more inflated than mine, but hey.
Ray,
we'll try not to get the show to go into the toilet. But, we're working on that. So we've got Ray, the disclaimer up.
Yeah, and if people want to get in touch with us, they can email us after the broadcast. I'm not going to email us right away, but we won't be responding. TabooTalkWithRayAndSteve@gmail.com. So write that down, TabooTalkWithRayAndSteve@gmail.com. And then reach out to us.
Don't forget to check us out live on Facebook and on YouTube as well. We've got Chuck Williams saying hi. Hello, Chuck. Long time no talk.
Absolutely.
I will not comply to a lie. All right.
So, Ray, what are we talking about today? There's nothing going on in the news, again. Slow news day, again.
Where do we begin? Where do we begin? I begin with a... Because it's all about the Donald Trump... versus the nice to meet you, Mr. I don't know who I'm shaking my hands with or what was I talking about again? Can somebody give me some ice cream? Joe Biden.
Ray, back in the 60s, there was a TV program that was called The Ghost of Mrs. Muir. You probably don't remember it. I remember the program little tidbits, but we got to look that up and pull out some episodes from there and talk about that, because what we have right now with JB and some of his nonsense that he's doing, shaking hands with invisible people, talking to invisible people, etc.
Not it's knowing like, where to go when he's done with his, you know, stage left, stage right. You know, between him, Dianne Feinstein, Mitch McConnell.
Yep.
We need term limits and we need to enforce medical checkups for everybody. And this is including Donald J. Trump, for everyone over 70.
Yes. And, but on the other side of the coin, we can't forget John Fetterman from Pennsylvania, who is mentally incapacitated. And Pennsylvanians supposedly voted him into office. I don't believe that's the truth, but they supposedly voted.
Are you saying that there was voter fraud in Pennsylvania?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not even alluding to that. So, Ray, we've got some absolutely fabulous videos. And thank you, producer Debbie Schofield, for your wonderful research and help with us on this. So we're going to play several videos today, and we'll be talking about some. Here we go. Number one.
As president, it was my honor to support America's homeschool families and to protect the God-given right of every parent to be the steward of their children's education. Since the China virus, America has seen an estimated 30% increase in homeschool enrollment. When I'm reelected, I will do everything I can to support parents who make the courageous choice of homeschool. Under the Trump tax cuts, we allowed families to use 529 education savings accounts to spend up to $10,000 a year tax-free on tuition for grades K through 12. This was a tremendous win for school choice, very important, school choice, remember that term. And yet that benefit did not apply to homeschoolers. So to support the growing homeschool movement, in my next term, I will immediately fight to allow homeschool parents the same incredible benefit, $10,000 a year per child, completely tax-free to spend on costs associated with homeschool education. I will also work to ensure that every homeschool family is entitled to full access to the benefits available to non-homeschool students, including participating in athletic programs, clubs, after-school activities, educational trips, and more. To every homeschool family, I will be your champion. Do not vote Democrat. They are looking to destroy you. If you don't mind my saying that, Joe Biden can't put two sentences together, and yet he's looking to destroy you. Do not vote Democrat. Do not vote for Crooked Joe. Vote for Honest Donald. Thank you very much.
Ray, so, I love that last 3 seconds vote for Honest Donald.
So, you know, Debbie and I went to school board meetings a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that they brought up was what they can do to stop tax dollars from going to private schools, charter schools, and homeschoolers.
Yep.
Because it's not the same quality education as you would get in a public school setting. So they're already ramping up to fight this and not make it to where homeschoolers and people that go into private schools or charter schools get the same benefits. They're trying to make it where their tax dollars don't go where they want it to go.
Ray, I heard a report about 2 hours ago. I don't remember any of the specifics other than the state of California is suing one of the school districts because the school district is passing some regulations that force the teachers and administrators to share information about the students with their parents. And the state is specifically suing to say, no, parents don't have a right to that information. So, for instance, if you came to a one of the school counselors and said, you thought that you were a girl. As I know you've said that on numerous occasions. Uh-huh. And you need to go through all of that, you know, transformation stuff. And the school agreed to it. This school district is saying, we have to tell the parents. But the state is suing them, saying, no, you cannot tell the parents. So it's not just about homeschooling. There's so many different things. So, Ray, I have an apology to make. You know, I know it's early in the month, and I've gotten my first mistake out of the way for the month. Okay? So I titled this episode, The Dreaded C is Coming Back. But I think I want to change the title to, here you go. Well, there you go again. So anyway, we may just have to move on with that. So anyway, you know, Ray, I've got another Donald Trump video that I need to share. Hang on.
I hope that Republican district attorneys and attorney generals throughout the country are closely watching the tremendous weaponization of justice that is being utilized against me. There's never been anything like it. But you ought to watch. And frankly, it's an eye for an eye, or it's fight fire with fire. What they're doing to our country is amazing. So, Republicans, I hope you're watching.
Exactly. You know, Ray, about a week ago, Donald Trump put out about a dozen of these short posts. And it is just, I mean, every one of them is filled with great things like that.
But that's the thing. All the Americans across our great country, especially those in, kind of purple states that it goes either way, they're the ones that you got to watch out who's going to be appointed as attorney general or anything else. That's going to destroy that state, destroy the economy, destroy. It's going to turn into Chicago. It's going to turn into Seattle. It's going to turn into St. Louis. It's going to turn into all these other left-leaning states that are not law-abiding states. They're just supporting the criminals instead of their victims.
It pretty well shows or illustrates the definition of insanity. And they are the liberals or the socialists, the communists, the Marxists. I'm sorry for being redundant, but they know exactly what they're doing, and they are intentionally trying to destroy our country.
I don't know if I sent you the video. I might have shared it on Taboo Talk's Facebook page. But it was Nancy Pelosi describing in detail exactly what they've been doing to Donald Trump. And I wish I had that video cut to show everyone. But it's indeed, she had a specific name for it.
Yeah.
Where it talks about, well, we lie about somebody, we put it into the media and let the media unravel it or just, you know, disseminate that information as often as possible to destroy the reputation of whoever is going against their establishment.
And I believe she called it the smear.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's get that video for our next show, so people can see how the Democrats or the left don't play by the rules and do everything in an underhanded way, but they say they're above everyone. They take the higher ground, higher road. Yeah. They're not.
All right. Ray. One more video.
We got to do a commercial break, big guy.
We got to do a commercial break. Okay, well, we'll do a commercial break then. Okay, so hang on and we'll do a commercial break.
That's what I want. Latch on as soon as you can, make it hard. If I stand on one leg, can you yank me off balance? Yeah. If I stand feet wide, can you pull me off balance? Come on, what's the matter with you? How you doing? What was the first thing she did? She walked away. She took her eyes off of me. She looked away. I take her purse. I run. She goes to security. She goes to law enforcement. They're going to say, well, what did he look like? And you're going to be like, it happened so fast. I didn't see him coming. You didn't see him coming because I made you feel uncomfortable. And you took your eyes off me and walked away. The whole point is, and this does not mean I want you to go and flirt and talk to the person, or I don't want you to go, I see you. You know, I just want you to, you know, that's a cool shirt. I'd like to get that because my kids are in soccer. I'm letting you know I'm aware of you. I'm letting you know I can describe you.
Right. Excellent video. But I have to answer the question that you asked of that blonde gal. What was the first thing you did? And you said you looked away. That's not the first thing she did. First thing she did was she started laughing at you.
Ah, you're full of jokes today. You're saying that that's my normal love life?
I'm not seeing the world. I just made an
observation.
Women
just laugh at me. Well, you're not wrong there. Okay.
Just thanks made an observation.
You know, I had a friend of mine that said, Ray, are you on TikTok? And I'm like, no. And they're like, why not? And I'm like, well, because of China. And they said, you know, everyone has your information, all of your information anyway, so why not use a tool that millions of people watch? So I opened a TikTok account, and if you would like to see more videos like that, that talk about safety and promoting how, you know, that give little tips about how not to be a victim, check it out. But, you know, you can also go to heroesinaction.us. If you need to get a hold of me, go to ray@heroesinactionnow.org. And of course, everything that we do is based on donations. So in order to, we provide our services for free, but in order for us to continue providing our services for free, we need donors and sponsors to help promote our programs and fund our programs so that they're always free to the public. So you can go to our website and or use this QR code to make a one-time or recurring donation and help us keep our costs down so we can provide our services for free to the public.
What a guy. What a guy. Well done. All right, so let's go to another video. And we'll share a little bit more. Let me see if I can figure out which video it is.
Under Crooked Joe Biden, there has been a catastrophic increase in shortages of essential medicines. Last year, new drug shortages were up by 30% with 295 active drug shortages just by the end of 2022 alone. It's a mess. There's currently a shortage of at least 14 critical cancer drugs in the United States. They just can't get it. And every month of delay, cancer treatment increases the risk of death by at least 10%. It's unthinkable that this could be happening in the United States of America in 2023. It is truly unbelievable. We are becoming a third world country very rapidly between our open borders and our bad elections. We are third world. But even more dangerously, the top producer of critical medicines that we rely on in the United States is a place called China. China produces 95% of all ibuprofen, 91% of hydrocortisone, 70% of all Tylenol, and nearly half of all penicillin. Can you imagine that? This is not just a public health crisis. It's a national security crisis. As part of my plan to obtain total independence from China, we will phase in tariffs and import restrictions to bring back production of all essential medicines to the United States of America, where they belong. I signed an executive order to begin this process in 2020, but Biden has shamefully failed to follow through. He wants it ended. He wants to take care of China. This is a matter of tremendous urgency. American lives are on the line, and it will be one of my top priorities as president. It will also create countless new American jobs. Thank you.
You know, Ray, I'm dumbfounded that our Congress has allowed all of this to go on, to have so many of the essential medicines being produced overseas in communist China or wherever. I don't care if it's India or Mexico or Pakistan or Bangladesh. I don't care. Why are we sending that kind of manufacturing to a foreign country, number one? Number two, a country that hates us.
And what's also sad is the American people are listening to the mainstream media, which really isn't talking about this. So it's falling on deaf ears. People are not waking up. Wake the cluck up, America. They're not waking up to what the government is doing and how they're literally screwing the American citizens by making it more favorable for other countries to make money and other countries to benefit from our dollars. And other countries are trying to weaken our dollar and weaken our economy. So, yeah, thank you, Joe Biden.
Insane.
For flushing our country down the toilet.
Yep. Now we got more coming up.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
Here
we go again. I mean, they're doing everything to stop Trump. They want to arrest Trump. They want to put him into prison for the rest of his life because they're afraid of Trump actually being successful and making our nation the most powerful nation in the world again. They're wanting world what's the word they call it? Not domination. It's one world system, world justice, or whatever.
Yeah, and it's called totalitarianism.
the other countries can succeed or fail on their own terms, but don't bring us down with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, one world order. Thank you, Steve.
our fans out there are
helping us out.
Ray, the amazing thing with all of this is there are people that are going to go into lockdown again. There are people that are going to do masks again. But there's some interesting little tidbits that a lot of people don't realize. Well, let's go through this list real quickly, okay? So if they say it is mandatory, you have to do such and such, you have to take the shot, or okay, mandatory is not a law. Required is not a law. Mandated is not a law. Requested is not a law. Ordered is not a law. Ordinance is not a law. Decree is not a law. Compulsory is not. They're not laws.
They're guilting you and shaming you into doing things that you should not have to do.
Absolutely. And it's we're getting back to where we were 3 years ago, and it is absolutely insane. In fact, imagine this. A virus that is so smart, it attacks every 4 years during a presidential election. Isn't that incredible? So that's our cute little meme that we have that we're showing for our audience.
You know, I would take this virus, and we've got a couple of videos, but we got to go to another commercial. Let's do your commercial, and then we'll come back and get into this virus issue, shall we?
I think we can do that. I just have to find my commercial. We'll just do this one today.
Life isn't always sunshine and roses. Sometimes it's full of roadblocks. The kind that aren't as easy to fix as filling a hole or repairing a car. Personal roadblocks are another thing altogether. Why do I feel stuck? The same things anger me every time. Why am I doing this anyway? Fixing it yourself can be frustrating and confusing. And if more than one person is involved, DIY might mean destroy it yourself. Maybe it's time for another solution. Steve Reed shines a light on your roadblocks and helps you find the best way forward for you. Stephen Reed Ministries, bringing light and hope for a victorious life. To overcome your roadblocks, schedule an appointment with Steve Reed today.
Yes, today. Today, schedule an appointment. And I do a lot of work with people on mindset issues. And let's look at reality of what's going on, what's working for you, what's not working for you. Here we are, you know, we're 3 months, less than 4 months away from the end of the year, the start of a new year. And there are a lot of people that are not ready for the year because they're stuck in old ways, old patterns, old methods of doing things that aren't working.
I agree, but a lot of this is also brought on by our current government.
I understand.
With the gas prices, the grocery prices.
Totally agree.
Fuel prices. The economy is in the toilet. Yep. And people are stuck. And yes, you need to have a different mindset to learn how to overcome these hurdles or these obstacles in order for you to regain that success in your life. But a big part of it, ladies and gentlemen, wake the cluck up.
Yep.
Don't vote people into your government on the high level and on the low level that are going to make your life worse. Wake up.
Ray, are you telling our audience that they should not be sheeple?
I'm exactly telling our audience not to be sheeple.
Blindly following what the government and the government controlled media is telling us, and social media and so forth. Yeah, we've got a whole flock of sheep. So, but you know, Ray, there's more to it than that. You do know what's coming.
What do they look like now?
Yeah, this is what they look like. Okay, so you look at all of these sheep that are masked. I cannot believe that the liberals, Marxists, socialists, communists, whatever. I mean, I apologize for being so redundant, but I'm surprised that they didn't put masks on every cow, every sheep, every dog, etc. that's walking the face of the planet. Because they could be spreading, the deadly C as well. But we continue on.
Well, hold on. You know, I would take COVID more seriously when COVID first came. When Donald Trump was president, what did he do? He shut down the airlines from China and everything else.
Right.
He shut down people from coming into our country.
Exactly.
As long as we have open borders, thanks to Joe Biden, I cannot take their threats of, oh my gosh, COVID is on the rise. Everyone needs to do it, except for the people that they're letting in our borders.
Well, you know,
without testing them, without looking, without anything, they're just willy-nilly, come on in, nothing to see here.
And thank you, executive producer Debbie, for finding this short video clip.
A brand new COVID variant labeled BA286 has now been identified and reported here in Texas. It is only the fourth reported case in the United States. Researchers at Houston Methodist identified the variant and have concerns, they say, that it could cause a spike in cases. Investigator Bill Spencer has been looking into the new virus. He joins us now live with new information. Bill.
Yeah, that's right, Keith. This new variant, this global disease experts are studying right now, the World Health Organization is monitoring this, in other words, looking at it. The new variant is called BA286, and they say it looks far different from the original version of the Omicron virus. Their main concern is that this variant carries 36 different spike protein mutations, or, in other words, 36 different variations. Now, only a small number of cases of the new variant have been identified globally, spreading to 11 different countries, including the United States. At this point, the WHO has labeled BA286 a variant under monitoring, meaning they're looking at it. But the good news is early reports indicate this variant may be less contagious than other variants, and that vaccinated Americans should have at least some protection against it. When this new variant was first discovered, researchers feared it might become as powerful as the Omicron variant, but so far that doesn't appear to be the case at all. As far as the new COVID booster shot goes, it is expected to be approved by the FDA and then signed off on by the CDC as early as the middle of this month. As to whether this new booster will help fight the new virus, researchers say right now it's just too soon to tell how much protection the new booster will offer in fighting off COVID variant BA286. Live in the newsroom, Bill Spencer, KPRC2 News.
Bill, thank you.
That guy said nothing. It may or may not, the booster may or may not work. All I can say is that's a bunch of puke.
Yeah, right.
Spewing out of that guy's mouth.
Yeah, producer Debbie tells us that this actually aired 2 days ago. So that would have been on the 4th of September. So I'm blown away.
They're already trying to come up with their narrative, and then once they come up with something that sounds good, then you're going to hear every single media repeat the same thing over and over again using the same verbiage.
Yeah.
This guy said a whole bunch of nothing. It's kind of like the flu virus vaccines, where they may work, they may not work, because well, the vaccine was for a different type of virus, so we're just going to inject you with whatever and hope that it works. I don't think so. Wake the cluck up, America.
Ray, I don't know where he got his information, but he misnamed this new variation. And I've seen it repeatedly that the actual name is BS 24/7. So I don't know where he came up with that other name, but it's BS 24/7. I'm just right. You know, we were talking before the broadcast started, and actually, producer Debbie and I were talking as you were trying to figure out some technical things on your end. I used to think, how do these people say these things? Well, if you don't have a conscience, if you don't have a conscience, if you have no morals, if you have no virtue, if you have no integrity, they say these things with a straight face, and either they are believing their lies or they are so stupid they don't know that it's lies. I don't know what it is, but anyway, off my soapbox. So,
we got one else, more video.
I do, as a matter of fact. Here we go.
Now, and if you get COVID, I know someone that just got it for the first time after all this time. Somebody else who's got it for the third time. Do you still stay home for 5 days? Mm. What's the rule?
Well, no one, really, very few people are enforcing much of anything right now in terms of isolation.
See, isn't that a problem?
Oh, no, I've got to be isolated. What am I going to do? I can't help it.
She had a friend of hers that had COVID. Why is she not quarantining herself? Because she had a friend of hers that she knows and probably talked with in person. Oh, my God, I have COVID. Yeah, she should be quarantined. Now, she just got everybody else on that TV set infected.
Ray. She is essential. She is essential. You've got to let the essential people go out and do whatever they need to do. So just like Walmart employees are essential, and just like liquor store employees are essential, Ray, I don't know what else to say other than,
well, here we go again.
It's like we are reading a script. We know exactly what's coming next. BS 24/7.
Yeah, I think they're using ChatGPT to write their scripts on what they're going to do and what they're going to say. It's all AI based.
Right. Yeah, it's insanity based is what it is. But again, Ray, why should we expect anything other than lies from people that are liars? And you know, every newsroom in America that's on the liberal side, socialist, communist, Marxist, I'm sorry for being redundant, but every single one of them, they get the script before they start the broadcast day. And they know exactly what they're supposed to be saying in every one of the broadcasts.
That's what I mean.
I heard years ago, Rush Limbaugh, the great one, he did this this is probably 25 years ago, where he had this montage of news broadcasters, anchors, that were saying the exact same words. And it was like 20 different anchors that were saying that it's like they were reading the same script. Oh, my. They were. And so they don't have an original thought. They can't think for themselves because, Ray, I don't know how else to say this, but they are a bunch of sheeple.
Yes,
don't let
are.
Them do it to us again. So, you know, Ray, there's one thing that we didn't talk a lot about it because you and I weren't broadcasting during the height of COVID. But there's some research that was done early in the COVID process. And they discovered that people were deficient in several different nutrients or vitamins in their systems. Number one, vitamin D. And how do you get vitamin D? You go out and you say hi to Mr. Sunshine. Okay? But what did all of the COVID experts say? Stay indoors. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of, you know, the opposite of what people should do. They said zinc was another one, that people were deficient in zinc. And yes, you should be outdoors.
Producer Debbie, stop throwing beach balls at me. She's wanting to go get some sun. Knock it off.
But you know, Ray, here's another thing that people were deficient in. In fact, they said 80% of the people that got COVID were deficient in glutathione. And while you cannot take glutathione supplements that work, you can wear a little patch like this that will tell your body to produce your own glutathione. So I am impressed with things like LifeWave that comes up with a product like glutathione that will help your body improve its immune system. So that's all we have to do. And Ray, with that said, I think we need to go to another commercial break. And let's see what our friend Susan has to say. Let me see if I can find Susan's little video here. And where are we? Oh, there we go.
Now your DFW events can be listed on the DFW events segment of OBBM Network News. New episodes posted each week are reaching people right here in your own backyard. Get in on this. Now it's affordable to reach thousands of people in new markets, offering exposure to your professional network like never before. Get us your listing by Tuesday at noon, and you'll be included in the following week's release on Monday. Email info at offbeatbusiness.com for our digital media kit and discover a better way to reach DFW. Not hosting events? Your business will benefit from the exposure our events list generates. Take advantage of brand exposure on the ticker or with the logo graphic, video advertisement, even a QR code. Click on our QR code to access our digital media kit now.
And yes, OBBM Network is available nationwide on
Everybody needs to look them up. Look them
absolutely
up so that you guys can see us on all the other major networks like Rumble or iHeartRadio, Spotify.
Absolutely.
Check us out.
Apple, iTunes. So we're all over the place. So as well as on YouTube and Facebook Live for now. So. And you know, Ray, with us talking about these sorts of things, I would not be at all surprised if our wonderful, full of integrity friends at Facebook and YouTube wouldn't slap her hands. But folks, defend yourself, load up on vitamin D, zinc, and glutathione. And if you need a reliable source of glutathione, reach out to me. I would love to be able to help you with that. Not making any medical claims.
How can they get a hold of you, Steve?
Well, they can send me an email to info@stephenreedministries.com. And they can also go to my LifeWave page. And they can get all kinds of information there by going to lifewave.com/Stephen Reed, and that's Stephen with a P-H, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-R-E-E-D, and send me a message. I'd love to visit with you and see if we can't get your health in better places as well. But if you want to reach out to Susan and say, hey, Susan, we want to advertise, you can go to Susan@offbeatbusiness.com, offbeatbusiness.com, and advertise and look at all the other great podcasts that they have on the OBBM network. So, Ray, I heard somebody say not too long ago that all of the stuff with the latest strain and all of the other things that are going on, it is all about control. And one thing I heard recently was 3 years ago when COVID first came out, that was a test run. They were trying to see how much control they could wield over us, and they figured out how much they can do it. And
but this is that phrase, what is it, fool me once, shame on me, or fool me twice, shame on you, or is it the other way around? Help me out here.
Facebook fool me plan. Once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
There you go. Well, you're not going to fool me twice.
Because, Ray, you do not want to be a sheeple. Don't be a sheeple.
And you know what? We tell everyone that we want you to be informed voters or informed about everything. Today is actually National Read a Book Day. Do you think we can help people with that?
I know where they can acquire books.
You're an author, and I think
I are an author.
I'm an author.
I'd be an author.
And I think people should check out our books that might give them a little insight to their personal lives, which will help them with their professional lives.
You know, Ray, that's a great idea for a future broadcast. If the news cycle would slow down a little bit, maybe we could talk about your books and my books one episode and just really give people, you know what, Christmas is coming up. Be a great opportunity for people to buy Christmas gifts. You've got books for children?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a great Christmas gift for some of the little kiddos or grandchildren. So we need to plan a broadcast for just that sort of thing. Maybe we should do that sometime in October. Get people buying early. I think that's a great idea. Ray, you're a genius bringing that up.
And if they want us to do any speaking engagements, promoting the books or talking about Taboo Talk with the two of us, get a hold of us. We would love to do live events and talk to our audience, and hopefully get some new people in to our audience that would follow us if they like the information, if they like our books and everything. We want to triple our following. How about that?
Are you suggesting that people need to like us and share and follow and subscribe to our social media platforms?
That's exactly what I'm suggesting, yeah.
So people could even send us an email if they want to suggest something or if they want information from us. You know, guests just come and speak. They could go to TabooTalkWithRayAndSteve@gmail.com. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's what I'm suggesting.
And are you suggesting also that people can watch some of our past episodes on Facebook.com @ and then Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve?
Absolutely.
So and they could probably
YouTube.
I was just thinking that. They could go to our YouTube channel and they could watch some past episodes there as well. So Ray, I don't know how many episodes we're up to, but we've been doing this since January of last year, 2022. And we have not missed an episode yet.
So
now, you've been out a couple times, and I've been out a couple times.
Four episodes a month.
Well, it depends. Some months there are five.
That is true.
Remember April, June, and November. Anyway, all of that stuff. So anyway, but yeah. Yeah, four times a year, there are five episodes in a month.
Yeah.
Is that not? No, that's the way my math is. So, Ray, we are closing in on the end of, well, what does producer Debbie have to say?
I don't
know. Morris Brown College is playing games with masks again. And she's, you know what, Ray? Ray, you need to mute yourself for just a brief moment, because I'm going to bring producer Debbie in and let her share some of this information firsthand with our viewing and listening audience. Producer Debbie, are you there? Talk to us. What colleges are you finding so far?
Well, right now, there's several. There's over a dozen colleges and universities that are requiring the COVID vaccine papers to show they've been vaccinated. There is one college so far that has gone as far as putting the mask mandate back in. They have banned parties. They have banned large gatherings. They're doing temperature checks to come on campus. So they're treating it all like it was 4 years ago, like it's like people are in the hospital and dying and everything. So I'm sure there will be more to follow as, you know, the national media keeps instilling fear. And they I saw them on TV. They interviewed some of the students of how they felt about this. And rather than being outraged, the students were grateful because they're being kept safe. So this is the mentality of the 20-something crowd and under that has been raised with COVID.
Debbie, nothing else describes it better than sheep with a mask. It is, and these are schools of higher learning. I am. They're schools of ignorant people.
Yes.
Mercy. Okay.
I'm. Thank you.
All right. Right, Debbie, we gotta wind things down. So any final parting comments, words of inspiration?
For me, it's, ladies and gentlemen, do your homework. Yeah. Don't just listen to Donald Trump or anyone else. Fact check everything yourself.
Yes.
Be an informed voter from the ground up, from school boards all the way up to yes. mayors, aldermen, governors.
Dog catchers.
Every person needs to be vetted. If you believe in term limits, talk to your congressmen, talk to your senators, and try to get a bill passed to enforce term limits in our Senate. These yep. guys have been in office for 40 plus years, some of them. And yep. they need to go. They need to let the younger generations come up that are more current with everything going on in our economy and our world, and let them be the new decision makers rather than these old people that don't have a clue.
Ray, here's an idea also, and I know we've talked about this in the past. And folks, to our listening and viewing audience, if you've got a connection to somebody with the Convention of States that we can get on the program, I would love to have a conversation with those people. Last thing that I've got to say is I don't mind being vetted as long as it's a core vet, not a Chev vet. So I want to be core vetted. So because I have core principles. Yeah, what can I say, right? It's the end of the broadcast. All right, guys. It has been a blast, okay? Stay safe. Take your vitamin D and get outside. Enjoy the sun. Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve. If you have suggestions for topics you would like us to discuss, or you would like to become a sponsor, reach out to us today at TabooTalkWithRayAndSteve@gmail.com. In the meantime, check out the other amazing programs on OBBM Network on all your favorite podcast platforms. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment. Join us again for another fun and informative opinion-based episode. This is Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve.